Now, in those patients that you send to surgery, do you follow that up with any further therapy? For example, docetaxel has been utilized.
Well, in the trial, it was platinum etoposide for two more cycles. Now, that's extrapolating from non-surgical trials in the Southwest Oncology Group. So after the chemo-RT trial with platinum etoposide consolidation, no surgery in there. That was SWOG 9019. Then SWOG 9504 followed, where the last two cycles of platinum etoposide were replaced with three cycles of docetaxel. And that particular approach is being compared to the platinum etoposide by the Hoosier Oncology Group. They're hopefully going to finish that trial and answer that question definitively. But in terms of testing in a postoperative setting, I will use docetaxel instead of platinum etoposide, but I will use growth factor support because that's a tough drug to give to a patient after thoracotomy without proper support. But I believe it's probably going to show that it's better than the platinum etoposide, at least if you look at the outcome of SWOG 9504 versus 9019, in which the long-term survival is better than anything in the literature right now for pathologically staged 3B disease. And that's an important point. Pathologic staging is often not used in these trials, and the results cannot be compared one to the other because you can be fooled. What you think may be nodes that are positive are really just inflammatory nodes. So PET scanning now is helping us to some degree, but we all see patients with intermediate levels of PET positivity that end up not being malignant nodes. And I just had a patient referred like that who was told they were not a candidate for surgery. It was a woman, a young woman, and nodes were positive on PET scan, and there were some seen on the CT scan, but we went ahead with a mediastinoscopy, and those nodes were all benign. So those types of patients are mixed in with some of these studies as well. And I think the other point in this whole field is the importance of giving full doses of chemotherapy with your radiation. And many of the trials do not do that because the third generation regimens can't be given in full dose sometimes. And if no other chemotherapy is given posterior to the radiation, you may miss efficacy there. So that's a whole nother can of worms.
When you use the post-op docetaxel, what's the dose and schedule? And how have patients tolerated it with the growth factors?
Well, in SWOG 9504, initially the attempt was made to go up to 100 per meter squared, and that was very difficult. So in a post-op setting, I'll use 75, and I'll use growth factor support.
And how do you find patients do
it? Then they do great. They get through it. But whether you need that growth factor, I just haven't been brave enough to not give it because that docetaxel can be hard to tolerate. And if they're already weakened a bit post-operatively and have had a lot of chemotherapy already, you ask me what I do off protocol. You could also give platinum etoposide as it was given in the trial as well. But then that may be not quite as good.